Caltech. He received his medical degree from the USC School of Medicine and anesthesia training from the LA County Medical Center. During his training, he realized the fallacy of conventional drugs and surgery, which treat the symptoms rather than the cause of a disease, and he started to investigate natural therapies such as Chinese medicine and homeopathy. He has innovated an east-west treatment called neurobioenergetics, or NBE, which can cure chronic degenerative ailments. Millions of Americans today are suffering from a barrage of degenerative disorders such as Alzheimer's, arthritis, asthma, allergies, hypertension, diabetes, cancer, depression, chronic infections. The list is endless. Unfortunately, conventional medicine has no cure for these problems. However, in September of 2000, we started a weekly live radio show bringing in new guests every week, proving that all these incurable Western syndromes can indeed be cured. In other words, these patients no longer need to take drugs or any other form of treatment, including ours, and still remain symptom-free. Dr. Tong's discovery, therefore, is truly the most astounding breakthrough in the last century. It may seem amazing that a century of modern medicine has not produced a cure for a single chronic disorder, yet Dr. Tong is able to successfully treat nearly the whole spectrum of physical and mental ailments. This is mainly because the NBE approach focuses on treating the underlying cause of a disease rather than merely masking its symptoms. Stay tuned to hear how Dr. Tong cures diseases that are considered incurable. Listen to our past shows posted on drtong.com. That's drtong.com. We welcome questions or comments. Please call in during the show at 1-800-551-3880. That's 1-800-551-3880.
Good morning. Welcome to our Freedom from Pain show again. We have 2 weeks of hiatus from the football team. Right now we are back, and I'm eager to share with you what I learned as a truth in healing rather than all the misconception that you hear from the outside. We have a few people lined up. Let's go to our first patient. She's from Las Vegas. She used to live here. She was my former patient, Sherry. Is Sherry on the line?
Hi, Dr. Tong.
How are you?
Oh, well, gosh, I'm doing so much better today. Thank you
Good.
So much.
You were here yesterday. See, that's how you normally sound, giggling, laughing. But yesterday, all you say, I'm in pain. That's all you say, okay?
That's right.
I got to get out of the pain because on Monday, I had to be on, starting a new job of school or something like that. Now, tell us what happened.
Well, I moved up to Las Vegas 6 months ago, and so I don't have you to go to, you know.
Oh.
So I told my husband on Monday the pain started, and it did not get any better. It got worse every day. And so I said, we've got to go down to see Dr. Tong. And he says, all right. So we got on the road at 6:30 yesterday morning, and we came and we saw you, and I did. I walked around the office. I'm in pain. And I knew you could help me, but I wanted you to know how much pain I was in.
Right.
Because I had to be helped because I could only be there one day, you know, and get a treatment, and I have to come back here because I'm starting school on Monday.
Yes.
So I'm not going to be able to go. And thank you so much. You are a godsend, Dr. Tong.
Oh.
You have helped me so many times. My gallbladder, you know, it was taken out, and I had pain just like it was a gallbladder, you know, but I don't have any gallbladder. But you fixed me up. I just want to tell you how wonderful you are.
Okay, here's the point. Okay, that I'm happy that you just say it that way. You have your gallbladder taken out, and
yes.
Like many people have the gallbladder taken out, okay? But
yes.
You still have the gallbladder pain.
I do.
Just like
yeah.
Somebody who had their leg chopped off, amputated, and they have phantom limb pain. There's no such thing as phantom limb pain. The real entity is the living part of the organism. In lower organisms, like the salamander, when you cut out the limb, they'll grow back because they have the energy part is intact. So your physical gallbladder has been removed, but the soul, the spirit, and the mind of the gallbladder is still intact.
Yeah.
It was still blocked. That was what caused the problem in the first place, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But because the physical thing is not there to feel the pain, your problem is slightly better, but the underlying problem, the blockage of the mind and body of the gallbladder is not fixed, okay?
Yeah.
So your gallbladder system is weaker. as a result, okay, you are not able to digest fatty stuff as good.
Yes.
And you cannot handle anger and frustration as good. Okay. And your courage is reduced because the gallbladder system is being harmed, weakened. Okay. So the pain comes from the living part, the invisible part.
Uh-huh.
So in the past, okay, you have lipoma. The lipoma is also due to the fact that the gallbladder cannot metabolize the fat. The liver and gallbladder metabolize the fat. So when that's blocked, you have problem getting rid of the fat, and you form this all the different tumors. You have problem with eyesight. You have problem with pain. Tell us, how much your improvement. You still have that improvement or not?
From
all the different problems you have.
Oh gosh, so much. You've saved my life.
Oh.
Everybody out there in radio land.
Yes.
I'm not kidding. I was so bad when I first went to you. I couldn't even stay up for an hour. I'd have to go right back to bed. I was really dying. I knew I was, and I was so bad. And I did have that huge lipoma, that 9x7 size lipoma on my leg, and the doctors couldn't do anything. I had an MRI and I had a CAT scan, and they said, it doesn't look like it's cancer, but it was killing me, and my whole leg was swelling up. And I came to you, and you just gave me your treatment and shot all around that thing, and I don't have that lipoma there anymore. All my swelling went down in my legs, and, I had cancer, and I had had my uterus removed.
Oh.
And then I had, what do you call it? It's swelling in your feet because they removed my lymph glands. What do you call it?
Lymphedema.
Yes, lymphedema. Yeah. I had lymphedema in my legs, in my feet. And the swelling, and I went to you, and within the first week, that was all gone.
Mm.
Just amazing. You are just next to Jesus Christ.
Wow, that means that.
Does that mean
I'm dying or what?
It's like you are it. You're my hero.
Uh huh.
It's true.
Yeah, here's another one that you have some fungus growth on the top of your leg, which we weren't able to totally clear.
Yes.
And you took some antifungal drugs. That's partly the cause of your pain from Monday.
Yes.
Tell us about that. Diflucan, right?
Yes. I broke out with liver spots. I have the liver spots now on my back from taking that Diflucan, trying to clear that candida.
Yes.
And I know.
And when you went out to Arby's, is that what Arby's?
Arby's, yes. I went to Arby's.
And yeah. Then you ate something and then the pain came back, right?
It did. It did. You explained to me yesterday it was overloading my system.
Yes.
Because of the Diflucan that I was taking was overloading my liver, and then to eat that at Arby's that was, I know is bad for me, and it always has bothered me before, it just totally overloaded my liver to where I was in misery.
If you did not take the drug, you might be able to take it, and the problem would not be so bad, because the drug overloads the liver, and liver and the gallbladder is already weak. The liver, without the help of the gallbladder, cannot digest fat like a normal person. So that's why you have the problem, and that caused the pain. Now, when the gallbladder is not there, I was still able to get rid. The physical gallbladder is not there. I still was able to get rid of your pain.
Yes.
Just like phantom limb pain, I get rid of phantom limb pain. Okay, by working on the invisible system, which is the meridians. That's a connection between the spirit and your body. Yes. How about your eyesight?
It's so true. Everything you're saying. I did not know any of this before I came to you. I had heard of meridians. I didn't know what they did. I totally believe in them now.
Yeah.
It's so true that the energy does flow through them. And when you open them up, the pain goes away.
Yeah. The meridians is just like the antennas to receive you. Your living essence is your true self, okay?
Uh-huh.
The body's antenna to receive you so you can command and heal and manage the welfare of the physical body. So you are not really the physical body. And if you're not in the body, that's when you have all the symptoms, pain, depression, and so forth. But in any case, how about your eyesight? Your eyesight improved. Is that still...
Oh, totally.
Totally.
Totally. I used to squint to look at freeway signs when I'd go underneath the freeway sign. I'd have to get right up underneath it before I would be able to see it. And now I can see.
Okay.
I don't have a problem with my eyesight like I used to. Not that I don't need to wear sunglasses to read with, but... I can see the freeway signs where I never used to be able to.
Here's another point, okay? That's also connected to liver and gallbladder problem. The liver connects to the eye. So when you got liver problem, you have trouble getting circulation to the eye. That's why you have trouble seeing. With the Western training, these are all separate problems. Uh-huh. When you know Chinese medicine, they know we know that all the symptoms are from one underlying imbalance. But in any case, thanks very much for sharing your story, because we got other people on the line.
Thank you.
So, and I hope the Monday will be okay. Sounds like you're back to yourself.
Okay, I'll let you know.
Yeah, okay.
Thank you so much, Dr. Tong.
Okay, you're welcome. Have a nice weekend, okay? Okay. In case anybody have any question regarding the show, regarding the energy system, regarding what I do, call. The number is 551-800-551-3880. And if you want to call me for a free consultation on the weekdays, my office number is 714-556-8664. Again, it's 714-556-8664. We are in Costa Mesa, California. Okay, we have a caller on the waiting, Lou. Why don't we get him on the line? Hi there, Lou.
How are you, Dr. Tong?
How are you?
Oh, I'm great.
Yes. Are you Louis, or are you my patient?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Oh,
you are my favorite.
Thank you.
You are the intellectual.
My favorite, too.
Lou is a physicist who had 3 degrees from UCLA, and we always have very stimulating discussions, and then we enjoy so much. We laugh and stuff like that because we understand that the whole world practically is wrong.
Uh-huh.
All the people who get Nobel Prize and stuff like that, they are wrong because they are entrenched in the physical paradigm, not the energetic paradigm. They do not know that human are spirits. So tell us what you want to share with us.
Well, today is my 77th birthday.
Yes,
so
happy birthday.
I thought to celebrate, I would walk, run 7 miles.
Wow. Last time was 3 miles.
So when I finished 7, I felt like some more. Actually, I was going to meet my wife was going around the other direction. So I came down here and met her and then came back, walked back with her. So I did about 8.
Wow.
Instead of 7. And that's pretty good for a physical frame that about 4 months ago, before I started seeing you, I could barely walk up this hill. That there's a hill there that's in my circuit, and
that was
I go around twice to make the 7 miles.
Well, that's incredible for somebody who used to have heart trouble on 5 antiarrhythmia drugs, irregular heartbeat.
I was taking five medications. That's
and
correct.
Have a pacemaker.
And a pacemaker, yeah.
Now you can run 8 miles.
Yeah, well,
at 77.
To be honest, it's running and walking.
Okay.
I'm getting back into it.
You will be running. If you keep coming for the treatment, you will be running.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know that. Yeah.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
That's true.
That's incredible. You know, you just, not only that, okay, let me tell you, your mind has been so much improved.
Oh, yeah.
Because when I talk with you, talk very different than the first time you're here. Yeah.
That's true. Yeah, I can actually, I actually think now, which is, I can tell the difference. Before, for instance, I used to play
poker?
Bridge.
Oh, bridge.
And, you know, for 50 years, and so, you know, I know a lot about bridge, you know, I mean, books on them, and playing, you know, hundreds of thousands of sessions, but before, I realize that now that I was just falling back on rote memory, and you know, and which is adequate to a point. But now I've been actually thinking, which I mean, weighing possible paths, you know, possible.
See, you have that inherent
making intelligent choices.
Yeah, see,
which is a big difference.
You have that inherent talent, okay? But because of your life path and all the people that try to bully you and actually block you,
mm-hmm.
So the real Louis is not in was not totally in that body. Now you're much more in control. Now that you live and you socialize
mm-hmm.
and you enjoy mm-hmm. living, pleasing other people rather than just
yes. In fact, my whole attitude, approach to life has changed radically in the last 2 or 3 months. In fact, I think every activity that I'm engaged in right now is of some service to humanity.
That's fantastic.
That's the only thing that turns me on now.
Fantastic.
I keep saying I, and I always feel that, you know, St. Paul said, when I say I, I tell a lie.
Mm-hmm.
And so really it's
we are all connected within
that that doeth the works.
Yes.
And that's what he said.
Yes.
And I just wanted to leave one thing. I don't want to leave the impression that this has been all been a sort of a physical thing. It certainly has been physical and mental, but there's much more to it in my radical turnaround. It's been a spiritual turnaround, and
yes.
I'm very serious about that. I was meditating sporadically and shallow in a shallow fashion before I met you, Dr. Tong.
Mm-hmm.
But now my meditation has been deep and lengthy, and it's
you are much more connected to the eternal truth.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
mm-hmm.
The body is connected mm-hmm. to the mind connected to the spirit,
mm-hmm.
and all the spirits together are connected to one whole unit.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
mm-hmm.
The eternal divine. Okay.
Yeah.
And because your mind and body are much more connected, so you are able to have better vision on the truth.
Yeah.
And that's why you are so much more happy.
Let me share something with you. I had this this picture that flashed through my mind a couple of times. And that is that the whole scheme of life is sort of a circling. It's a closing of a circle. Everybody is moving toward the same central center from different directions, and the whole tendency of life,
yeah,
everything,
yes,
is to come to the center, come to the divine being, you
yes.
could say.
Okay.
And that's what everybody has their own little.
Yes.
Passion play and
yeah.
the path to follow.
Let me rephrase that, okay? Life, each life is a path, self-discovery path. Each life, the ultimate goal is going home.
Mm-hmm.
Going
yes.
home without being dying.
That's right.
Being in heaven without dying. That is
that's
the ultimate goal of each human life. And you
yes.
and I feel like I'm in heaven all the time. Okay, because I know the truth so much more than what I used to be. I used to rely on Western classical physics and classical science, and
yeah.
that only gave me physical truth.
Well, they only deal with the effects.
The effects, exactly.
If what your knowledge is and your behavior and approach is concerned with effect.
Yes.
Which is 99% of science and 99% of most human. Approach to life, you're never going to get anywhere.
That's right.
You're just going to be kind of stewing around like a dog chasing his tail. You've got to get above effect.
Yes.
To cause.
Yes.
To
yes.
ultimate cause.
Yes.
The
mm-hmm.
ultimate spirit.
Yeah.
And that's the only answer. And,
yes.
And it this transcends all religions.
Yes.
No matter what your faith is, whether you're born again, whether you're Eastern, whether you're Islam, or whether you're a Hindu, Christian, atheist, or whatever you are, you've ultimately got to do this.
Ultimately, you have to deal with
it. Ultimately, you have to do it.
Ultimately, you have to deal with the truth.
You have to deal with it.
The truth.
Right.
So, yeah.
You have to deal with it.
Yeah. Anyway, thanks very
okay.
much, Lou.
Oh, yeah, and we'll see you next week.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Right. Bye-bye.
That's a very stimulating comment from Lou, who's a physicist from UCLA. In any case, anybody who had more questions, call in. The number is 551-800-551-3880. My office number, you can make an appointment if you have some problem that you want me to help, is 714-556-8664. 714-556-8664. 866-484-8664. Let's get our third guest on the line. Marilla?
Hi.
How are you?
Hey, Dr. Tom.
Yeah. Marilla is an RN, still an RN, and she had 9 years of agony, 7 days a week, 24 hours a day before she met me.
Almost 10.
Okay. Tell us, know you've been coming for a couple months now. So how?
Yeah, I've had my eighth treatment.
Yes, eighth treatment.
That lady who said you have given her back her life.
Yes.
And she said next to Jesus was you.
Yes.
Isn't that the same thing I told you? In your office, I said the only better thing was when Christ was here.
Oh, thank you very much.
And after Jesus, it's you and anybody else who does similar to what you do.
Oh, don't try to pat me up that much.
Well, yes. I'm not trying.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. It's in my heart.
Yes, good.
That's how I feel.
Okay, tell us how much you have back pain, you have neck pain, all kinds of pain, shoulder pain, and you're way overweight. So
I call my pain head to toe.
Oh, head to toe.
Yeah, because, when I do the diagrams, which they have where you insert how much pain you have.
Yes.
I have everything marked up. It's almost, except for my anterior, it's everything else.
Okay. So how much have you improved now? So what you can do now that you couldn't do before?
Well, I tell you, Dr. Tong, just to just walk and just say I go from my bedroom to the kitchen, which isn't far, I used to stop like 3 times.
Yes.
Because my place isn't a big place.
Yes.
I need to remind myself because I find myself wanting to just go, as if I'm 100% cured. And then when I find, I need to slow down here, then I say, I'm just trying to go ahead of, I feel so much better.
And I mean,
I still have pain. I don't want anybody to think, my pain is totally gone. But I really had given up on myself and on life.
Yeah, you were suicidal. But
I just felt like, if this is how my life is, I told my kids when I heard your show, I said, this is clutching at last straw. I don't want to live like this. I cannot live like this. And this is just my last resort.
Oh. So at least right now, your pain's tolerable. Are you still taking pain medication?
Well, I don't take it that much because I find it doesn't really help anyway.
Exactly.
It does not help. Yeah. That Celebrex, I looked at the literature the other day and it said take one every 24 hours. Well, I take two and I don't even feel better.
That's right.
So I'd quit.
Yes, and don't forget, you only have 8 treatment, and you had a problem almost 10 years, okay? Now you can move around. Sometimes you have to slow down and don't do too much because I have not restored your circulation completely. So when you do too much, you pay for it.
And I
you,
do.
Yeah, go, no. But you also lost almost 30 pounds.
Yeah, 29 mm-hmm. and a half.
Very good.
When I tell my kids, I update them every time. I say, like this week, I'm 6.5 pounds healthier.
Mm.
Because that means I got rid of 6.5 pounds.
Yeah, eventually all your pain will go away. Eventually you lose even more weight and your energy will go up.
I do need to.
Yeah, there's a lot of work to be done on you. But anyway, I call you back to show people that, and Sherry back to show people that, my method is a curing process. The curing process takes both our part and your part.
Yeah.
Your part is remain on that diet
mm-hmm.
that I told you. The diet balancing the invisible part, not the physical part. The physical part is important too, but the invisible part is mind over matter.
Yeah.
The invisible part is most important. So in any case, we have another caller. So thank you.
I wanted you to tell me if you can help people with these pollutions or things that have been introduced in the body, like the West Nile disease and anthrax.
Yes.
And like AIDS. So when you're through, I'm gonna just hang up now and listen. So whenever you get, if you get a chance
to
touch on those things, because a lot of people need to know these things.
Thank you very much. That's a very, very good question, okay?
Okay. And God bless, and I hope he keeps you healthy.
Okay. Have a nice weekend, okay?
You too. Thank you.
So
bye.
Can I help West Nile disease? Can I help AIDS virus? Can I help anything? The answer is absolutely yes. I don't look at viruses. I don't look at bacteria. I don't look at the trauma. I look at what caused the problem. What caused, like in Sherry's case, why do the yeast overgrow? Why do somebody have strep throat? Why do we all have streptococci in our throat? Why do somebody develop strep throat and the 99% of people who have streptococci present in the soul do not get the infection? The reason is when the body gets out of balance, then the rioters comes. When the traffic get blocked and jammed up and not clear, then we may have a riot in Sacramento. The treatment is not to kill the rioters. The treatment is to open up the freeway. Opening up a freeway, the body heals itself. It's always the invisible part of the body that heals itself. When the invisible part, the living part, the spiritual part, the mental part is gone in physical death, no treatments any good. In fact, I saw in the news that the UCI just got $18 million from the National Cancer Institute. That's $18 million waste of our tax dollar money. I wrote to the National Cancer Institute. I told them, I know how to cure cancer the right way, by enhancing the body's own healing power. There are thousands and thousands of cases. This research all know that. Thousands and thousands of cases of spontaneous cure of cancer. People who do not take any treatment but eating only raw material, food, okay, is their living mind and body that heals the body. When the mind and body cannot go in the body, no treatment is any good. So there's no drug cure. Like the article in Register say, cancer preventing drugs, cancer preventing vaccine is all false. Like cervical cancer, go back to our first show. Nancy have two positive cancer pap smears. Now her cancer test is normal twice, okay, since she got our treatment, okay? In any case, okay, next Saturday we'll get some more case to share with you. And any case, okay, this is Dr. Tong saying goodbye and see you next Saturday.
You're listening to LA's conservative voice, Hot Talk 830 KPLS, Orange Radio on the right.